Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imc.org for Monday, April 18, 2016. Eleven school children lightly wounded by Israeli army gas bombs, 20 Israelis injured in Jerusalem in bus fire. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. At least 20 Israelis were reported injured, among them two in critical conditions, during an explosion that left two Israeli buses on fire near Jerusalem. Israeli media sources said that a bomb exploded in an empty bus that also caused a second bus that had passengers to catch fire as the two buses drove at the main road near the Israeli settlement of Gilo, separating Bethlehem area from Jerusalem. Up until the time of this report, no Palestinian group claimed responsibility of the attack. In other news, Palestinian medical sources in Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank has reported Monday that at least 11 children suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation after Israeli soldiers fired gas bombs on them. The sources said Red Crescent medics provided 11 students of Az-Zahra Elementary School for Girls with the needed first aid after they suffered severe effects of tear gas inhalation. The children were walking to school close to the Abu Arish Israeli military roadblock in the southern part of Hebron City when the soldiers fired many gas bombs on them after preventing them from crossing while on their way to school. Also in Hebron, Israeli troops invaded in the old city part and searched homes on Monday at dawn, then kidnapped three former political detainees. Elsewhere, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported Monday that the Israeli soldiers kidnapped two Palestinians from the West Bank district of Bethlehem and summoned two others for interrogation. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, April 18th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmuel and me, Ghassan Bannoura.